This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel pummeled the Gaza Strip with airstrikes on Saturday, killing 10 members of an extended family and demolishing a building housing international media outlets as Palestinian militants fired back barrages of rockets. The sharp uptick in violence, now in its sixth day, claimed more lives as clashes also swept the occupied West Bank. Balls of flames could be seen in the sky on Saturday afternoon as Israel's Air Force flattened a 13-floor Gaza building housing Qatar-based Al Jazeera and the Associated Press news agency after giving a warning to evacuate. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. President Joe Biden Israel did its best to safeguard civilians in the Gaza bombing campaign. Palestinians' new news agency reports U.S. President Joe Biden urged calm between Israel and Gaza on Saturday and affirmed his support for a two-state solution in his first phone call with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas since taking office. The conversation came during heavy fighting between Israel and Palestinian militant groups in the Gaza Strip. Abbas's Palestinian Authority has limited self-rule in the occupied West Bank because of the Islamist militant group Hamas. The U.S. considers Hamas a terrorist organization and claims not to talk with the group. Some analysts say Hamas appears to see the escalation with Israel as an opportunity to marginalize Abbas and present itself as the guardian of Palestinians in Jerusalem, whose eastern sector they seek for a future state. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Taiwan raised its coronavirus alert level on Saturday in the capital, Taipei, and the surrounding cities, bringing curbs for a period of 2 weeks that will shut many venues and restrict gatherings in the wake of 180 new domestic infections. Portugal will allow tourist flights from European Union countries with low infection rates and from the UK, but passengers must show a negative coronavirus test on arrival, the Interior Ministry said on Saturday. The hardline cleric in charge of Iran's judiciary, who also took part in a panel involved in the mass execution of thousands of prisoners in 1988, registered Saturday to run for the country's presidency. Ibrahim Raisi has been named as a possible successor to Iran's 82-year-old supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, leading some to suggest he wouldn't run in the race. However, his registration shows he still has interest in the office he failed to obtain in 2017. His close ties to Khamenei and popularity in part from his televised anti-corruption campaign could make him a favorite in an election in which analysts already believe that hardliners enjoy an edge. China has landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time in the latest step forward for its ambitious space program. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore. It will join an American rover that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China's first Mars landing follows its launch last month of the main section of what will be its permanent space station and a mission that brought back rocks from the moon. Announcing the landing Saturday, its official news agency says China has left a footprint on Mars, an important step for the country's space exploration program. And meantime, China has canceled attempts to climb Mount Everest from its side of the world's highest peak because of fears of importing COVID-19 cases from neighboring Nepal, state media reported. The closure was confirmed in a notice from China's General Administration of Sport. The move reflects the abundance of caution China has taken in dealing with the pandemic. While China has mostly curbed domestic transmission of the coronavirus, Nepal is experiencing a surge with record numbers of new infections and deaths. China had issued permits to 38 people, all Chinese citizens, to climb the nearly 9,000-meter high mountain this spring. Nepal has given permission to 408 people. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.